So, sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Then starting to settle in. Good. Now let's take a few deep breaths. So inhale super deep. And exhale. Inhale, super deep. And exhale. Once again, inhale, super deep. And exhale. Okay, good. Now, go ahead and float back to childhood. You find yourself between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. Now you find yourself in a perfectly ideal place, perfectly safe. And now vividly imagine this. What's this like? Notice the visuals. Notice what it sounds like. Even notice what this place smells like. That's right. Now notice how being in this safe place has a deep impact on your physiology, on your body. That you settle so deeply. Feel so calm, safe. Right. Okay. Now imagine these kind of parent-like figures. They're kind of perfectly suited to you. So imagine these perfect nurturers. You can start with one or two, actually, however many you like. Now they approach you. And then as they're approaching you, what you notice is their sweet interest. They're so sweetly interested in you. In a way that's just really safe and reassuring. Go ahead and develop that scene. There's just something about being with them that really helps you settle and feel at ease. Go ahead and see that now. No, they also really take an interest in you, again, in this really sweet and non-invasive way. So they kind of come a little bit nearer and lean in and tilt the head. They're just so interesting. They're like, oh, well, what's going on? How are you? What's going on with you? So interested, so attentive. Now, notice what that's like to have this kind of interest showed to you. That's right. Really registering this in the body. That's right. So attentive. And now really notice how you feel safe and secure in the attachment relationship. So develop the scene in such a way that that is clear to you. Safe and secure. That's right. So attentive, so present. And now this is important. Notice how their being with you is a delight. They're really happy to be with you. That's right. And now, in as much as that they are so happy to be with you, that being with you is such a delight, notice how there is no need to kind of worry, like worry about their reliability or worry that they might abandon you. Notice how you can completely dismiss that kind of concern. That's right. And now notice how, again, the way that they are with you really helps you settle. And also, you're coming into conformity with this. It's like, oh, yeah. I don't have to worry. I can really be at ease. This makes sense. That's right. Okay, good. Now we're going to work on being soothed, so being comforted. So now bring up some source of upset from your life. This can be from your adult life. Something that feels really unsettled that, you feel suffering about. And so actually let this make you a bit upset. Okay. And now the perfect nurturers see that you're upset. And you can really see that they just want to help you so that you feel better. So they come to you and they attune to you. Maybe they kind of lean in, tilt the head. Maybe they give you a bit of physical affection, maybe hold your hand. And now they really get it. They see that you're upset. That's right. And now, given how attentive they are, given how they want to help, go ahead and give voice to whatever it is that feels unfinished. Go ahead and do that now. That's right. Now see how they get it. See how they sweetly attune to you and they really want to understand. They want to also help you explain this to them. Keep developing that scene. That's right. Keep giving voice to whatever feels unfinished about them, about this, and see how they really get it. They attune to you just beautifully. They comfort you. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. One more time, give voice to whatever feels unfinished about this. You can tell it makes sense to them. Anybody else would feel this way. Makes perfect sense. That's right. Good. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear, such to feel better about this. Something so soothing. So go ahead and have them tell you that. And also, you're so receptive to what they have to say. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And now, notice how you are starting to settle. You are starting to feel better. Now the perfect nurturers see that. And now they delight in your feeling better. And there's this kind of sense of both of your moods, or all of your moods are lifting. Your feet, everybody's feeling better now, all together. And now feel into how. There's this kind of entrainment or synchronization of mental and physical states between you and the perfect nurturers, that everybody's feeling better. And that this deeply reinforces a sense of connection with them. So deeply connected. Now really get the sense it's like, oh, we've already kind of been through a lot together. There was all this upset. Then I was soothed. And now I'm feeling better. All this reinforces a sense of connection and belonging. I really feel into that. That's right. Okay, good. Good. Now making a deep impression of that. Okay. Now what we're going to work on is we're going to work through shame, defectiveness, also work, and also to some degree, we're also going to work through kind of fear of abandonment and rejection. So go ahead and bring to mind something about yourself that you're really not proud of, something that you feel ashamed of. And now let that make you feel a bit upset. And now explain this to the perfect nurturers. That's right. And now see how also there is a part of you that might expect that they would reject you. But now notice, and this is very important, notice how that is not happening whatsoever. They're absolutely not rejecting you in the least. They just see that you're upset. And sure, maybe you made the mistake in the past, or maybe you have a kind of character flaw, but you can work on it. It's not that big of a deal to them. And like, it's so clear, so obvious to you that they totally accept you. I really see that clearly. And now, I also see how they don't really see that the situation, they don't so much see that the situation is that there's something wrong with you, etc. It's really just that you're just upset. You're just, you know, just some sorrow and confusion about this thing that you're ashamed of. And now they respond accordingly. They attune to you and they soothe you. Okay, and now go ahead and explain to them whatever feels unfinished about this, and they're going to listen really attentively. That's right. Keep going. Now keep giving voice to whatever feels unfinished. They totally get it. They totally understand why it is that you would see it the way that you do. And also, they don't think that there's anything actually wrong with you. It's totally okay. They totally accept you. Keep developing that scene. That's right. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear to start feeling better. And you're so receptive to what they have to say. Now notice how this really helps you feel better. That's right. So attentive. And now they really pick up on how you're feeling better. And now see how this is a source of happiness for them. They're so happy that you're feeling better. That's right. So happy. And now, recognize how, having gone through all of this, having presented this thing that you're not so proud of, having been accepted and soothed and comforted and attuned with, all this reinforces a sense of belonging and connection with the perfect nurturers. Really notice that now. Now see how you can feel that in the body. That's right. Okay, good. Good. Make a deep impression of this. Now we'll do a scene where we just focus on being delighted in, on just being a source of happiness for the perfect nurturers. Okay, so there you are with the perfect nurturers. And now see how there is this really salient, clear happiness in them. Just so happy. It really has this quality of levity, of lightness. And now, notice how this happiness is about you. Really notice that now. They are so happy because of me. And now see how this dynamic informs you as to who you feel like you are. It informs you of your sense of self. Get this clear sense that, oh yeah, I am a source of happiness for others. I am a source of delight. And now you see this in the scene right now with them. This is completely clear. That's right. Once again, see this so clearly. Change the scene. Have you and the perfect nurturers out doing something else. Maybe you're, I don't know, at the park, maybe getting ice cream. And just once again, notice, I am a source of happiness. They're so proud of me. They're so happy to be with me. And now you can feel this in every cell of the body. That's right. Keep going. Now change up the scene. Maybe you can be somewhere else, doing something else. And once again, notice what a source of joy you are for them. When you're in their presence, they can't help but smile. And there is nothing subtle about the way that they express this joy. It is completely obvious. And now keep feeling into this, keep checking in. Ah, yeah, I am a source of joy. I am a delight. Their happiness is about me. And feel how this brings about a deeper level of comfort with yourself. How this helps you like yourself better. Really feel that. And now, also, notice how this further reassures you of their presence in your life. We don't let go of the things that we delight in. So now feel into the reliability and stability of the relationship. Now notice how that helps you settle even more deeply. And now, imagine that the perfect nurturers are away from you. Maybe they're at work. And you can see them from afar, thinking about you fondly. Thinking about how nice it'll be to see you again. Now really feel into that. What's it like to know that they look forward to seeing you even when you're not around, even when you're separate from them? Now see how this delight and joy is totally rock solid, always present. Now let that register in the body. Now imagine maybe they come home from work, they see you, they greet you. And this delight that they feel towards you is so salient, so clear. That's right. Really feeling into that now. Okay, good. Now dissolve that scene. And now we're going to do a play, an exploration scene. So now take a minute and just reflect. Oh yeah, what kind of play would I like to do? What do I want to explore? And you can do this as a child. So now you have an idea, and now see yourself kind of executing that idea, kind of going and doing your play. And now the perfect nurturers can either be with you playing, but you're the one directing the play. They're helping you in your play. Or they can be on the sidelines, kind of watching you, encouraging you. So either one of those is fine. Keep developing a scene, but then as you're playing, really feel supported by them. That's right. Keep going. And then now look back and see how they're right there, so interested in your play. And also, they're totally confident in you. They see how you really go about your play in a very creative, very beautiful way. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Now, what the perfect nurturers really notice about you and your play is your creativity. There's a very particular way which you go about your play that they recognize as an expression of yourself. And that's what they find so interesting. And now, notice, what's it like to be seen and known in your self-expression, to be encouraged in this way? Really take that in, see that clearly. That's right. Keep going. Now, imagine that you're done with your play. You come back and you share with them what all is that you learn. What all this play was like. So there they are at the edge of their seats, so interested, so proud of you. Now develop this scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. You're good. I make a deep impression of this. Really feel into what it's like to be totally supported in your explorations and play. Also notice how this imprints so deeply that it changes your expectations of life. And now turn the mind towards your real adult life going forward. Notice how the different feeling around you pursuing your interests. You feel much more capable of going after what you want. So go ahead and now let's plan out some sort of exploration or project that you find interesting in your real adult life. So go ahead and bring to mind some sort of plan or some sort of project you want to work on. Now just spend just a minute mapping that out. That's right. And now see yourself going after this plan, so actually executing it. And now notice how it's so much easier to go after what it is that you want to do in life. See how you have so much social support. Imagine your friends and family kind of cheering you on. Imagine your perfect nurturers doing the same. That's right. But now you're in the implementation phase of your plan. Notice how you're learning about the world. You're responding to the world. You're anticipating how your actions will help you move closer to your goal. Really see that clearly now. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Now we're going to work a little bit on stress tolerance. So now imagine that, you know, in your exploration, in your execution of your plan, that you kind of run into a problem and that you actually get a little bit upset about it. You're like, oh no, what am I going to do about this? So actually let that upset come up. And now the perfect nurturers come in. They see that you're upset. They attune to you. They physically comfort you in just the right way. You get it. It's a little, it's, you know, the situation that you're in is a bit upsetting. It's okay. And now also see how they are completely confident you're going to move through this beautifully. Now you're starting to feel better. And so now you and the perfect nurturers discuss for a moment how you're going to circumvent this obstacle in your plan that you found. Plan that out a bit. That's right. Good. Good. And now see yourself back to the execution phase, following through with your plan. And now once again, it's going just beautifully. That's right. Keep going. Developing the scene. And now imagine that you come to the end of your plan, that you've accomplished it. And now feel into this sense of accomplishment, of healthy pride in yourself. It's just wonderful. It's delicious to plan something out and then get it done. Now the perfect nurturers are there and they're so proud of you. How wonderful. Really feel into that. That's right. Keep going. And now feel how this scene is further imprinting on you in such a way that you really feel like, ah, yeah, I'm the kind of person that can go after what I want. I know what I want. I can go after it. And then I can accomplish it. Now feel into how that is true for you and how you feel that. Okay, good. Now make a deep impression of that. Now also, all of these positive reinforcing experiences with the perfect nurturer, we're going to see how this translates into your real adult life going forward, but especially in the interpersonal space. So now see yourself moving through your real adult life, but now notice how connecting with others is so much easier. See how others delight in you. You're a source of joy to others. See how also you delight in others, and that there is this back and forth of taking joy in one another. Go ahead and see that and then feel that in the body. That's right. Really feeling into that now. And notice how this is what you expect. I expect to connect beautifully with others. It just feels so natural, so normal to you now. Now also notice how there is this mutual attunement that you feel with others. Imagine that they're talking to you about maybe how they feel, how they think. And notice that you can track their mental states really well, that you really have a deep sense as to what they're saying. They feel so seen and known when they interact with you. This makes a relationship so deep and satisfying. And now, also, they attune to you. And now feel into what it's like to be seen and known. Totally understood. And now there's something that feels very right about this. This is, in fact, what you expect from life now. Okay, good, good. Now make a deep impression of this. Now, we'll wrap up in just a minute, but go ahead and step outside of this meditation and then look back over the meditation. What was this like? What did you learn? Let's review that for a moment. That's right. Good. Good. So seeing all of this clearly. And now, I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.